Okay, let's go on to the next question here. Oh, this is beautiful. Well, dear Claire and Ezekiel, I feel so blessed to have found you on YouTube. I'm blessed too. I have not gone to church since I was about 12 years old, and I'm 57 now. I'm also ashamed to say that I have never read the Bible. Now my heart is broken that I have lost all these years with God. But thanks to all the heart dwellers' messages from the Lord, I feel like I've been learning so much. I've done so much in my life, and I didn't know that some of the things I did were sins. It's so amazing that God could really love someone like me. Boy, join the club, let alone forgive my sins. And the note to that is we have to forgive others as well. In some of the messages that you gave us, I realized that's when the Lord was trying to get my attention. Why didn't I listen? I've wasted so much time. I want to have a chance to be in His arms one day, like you. I'm so happy for you, Claire and Ezekiel. I pray for you always. Have a blessed day. Love, Linda. Well, Linda, sweetheart, the Lord is overjoyed that you're with Him now, and there's absolutely nothing stopping you from being in His arms. He is there for you, sweetheart. He longs for your company. It's just a matter of tuning your receiver and being still and quiet and reaching out to Him. He loves you profoundly, and now that you've come back to Him, He's so excited for you to be with Him. So don't worry about your past. That's under the blood and it's gone. You might want to listen to one of our videos, Meditations on Forgiveness and Meditations on Letting Go. And let the past go. Let it just go, go, go. And reach out to the Lord, because in the present time, He's waiting for you. He loves you and He wants to spend time with you. He wants you to know nothing is stopping you. Nothing. God bless you, sweetheart. Here's a letter from, I believe, Terry in Etona, Pennsylvania. Dear Sister Claire and Brother Ezekiel, I felt led to send you some support and encouragement. Thank you very much for that. That's a tremendous blessing for us. I must admit that I'm not feeling very encouraged right now. I have much to be thankful for. It's thrilling that the Father, in answer to prayer, has hit the snooze button on the judgment of America. And I am also taking this to mean that many more are coming to our King and Savior. But being honest, though I should be on cloud nine, I'm depressed, because that also means another delay in being with Him, our Redeemer, our Bridegroom, and Husband. So my question is, where are we at this time now? You released a number of messages roughly 18 months ago, Jesus getting dressed for the wedding, or His discussions on the honeymoon plans. Will those still happen? I'm sorry for these conflicting emotions and desires. Any clarification our King can give us would be appreciated, most gratefully. Terry. Well, dear one, the bottom line is that nothing has changed as far as the wedding plans go, as far as the honeymoons go, all of that is going to take place. It's a matter of timing. And right now, we believe that we have probably another 2 years before there's a reassessment of the condition of planet Earth and the hearts of men on planet Earth before the judgment comes to the Earth and to America. At least that's the impression that I'm getting from the Lord. We're another 2 years away. And I want to encourage you, sweetheart, if you are feeling this depressed, you're missing something. There's a mission for you. There's something that you alone can do, because God has equipped you and formed you beautifully and wonderfully to do this very one thing in your life. And when you latch on to that one mission that you have, you're going to be so excited, so joyful, and so expansive for reaching souls for him. So I would encourage you to seek the Lord. Seek him day and night until he showers down the clarification that you need about what your role is in the next 2 years. What is he calling you to do? How is he equipping you with grace? What is he asking of you, Terry? That's what I would look for. And when you find that thing, you're not going to be bored, you're not going to be depressed, you're going to be excited and on fire. So please take that into consideration. Seek him until you find him and get an answer about what you're supposed to be doing. And let your focus be bringing in as many souls to the kingdom as you can in the next 2 years in the way that Jesus has called you to do it. Okay, I have a letter here from Rafael. And may the peace of the Most High, our Lord Jesus Christ, be with you and your family. I have a question regarding your video posted on YouTube titled, "You Have Won a Victory. Now Move Forward with Your Gifts." You were given the task of doing a painting with our Lord, and you've completed that. Great news. I'm a Roman Catholic, or shall I say I was born into this religion. Our church, as you are aware, has statues and paintings of our Lord, his mother, the saints, and holy man, depicting scenes from the Bible. What I do not understand, the Bible teaches us not to have any images on land or above in the heavens depicting the likeness of our Lord. Well, I haven't found that in the Bible. I have found that we're not to have any images of idols, but I've had absolutely no guidance on not having images of the Lord. And his image has appeared miraculously in many places, including the Shroud of Turin during the resurrection. I would encourage you to check that out. And my dear friends and audience, if you guys know of some scripture that this person's referring to, maybe you can enlighten me. All I know is that the Lord said, "You have no other gods before me. You shall make no idols, no images into idols." Now, I want to clarify something about this, because this is very misunderstood. When these commandments were given during the Exodus to Moses, there was a lot of idolatry going on. There were a lot of little household gods and all kinds of things. And after the Babylonian captivity, they picked up a lot on the idols and the idolatry. And what the Lord has said is not to have any idols. Now, he's referring to these images and pictures and statues and things of other gods, worshiping other gods. He's not referring to, for instance, the temple. When Solomon's temple was built, the bulls that hold the gigantic brass pot, the angels over the mercy seat. There are many, many, many images that were used in Solomon's temple of things on heaven and in earth that adorn the temple. And yet this injunction not to have any idols, to have any images of idols, came way before the building of Solomon's temple. So how do you explain that? Very simply, the Lord was speaking of idols and not to worship idols and not to have images of idols. He was not speaking of decorations or remembrances of heaven, or he never would have put the angels over the mercy seat. So obviously, there needs to be a little more understanding about the true meaning of those scriptures. And I think one of the things that I know some fundamentalists talk about is that, well, you have a picture of the Lord and you're worshiping the picture. No, you're not. I have a picture of my daughter in my wallet. I don't worship it. It reminds me of how sweet and wonderful she is. You know, you can go too far with a rule and you can be legalistic and misinterpret it. And so you don't have any pictures on the wall in your house. I'm sorry, I don't agree with that. I believe that God created great beauty in the earth that we are to enjoy. And art is one of those forms of beauty. And the creation of images to him, I think, is a delight to his soul. because it draws people not to the painting or the image, but to him. The painting reminds them of some aspect of his beauty and his glory and his love and his mercy and compassion. The cross, for instance. If I be lifted up, I will draw all men to me. How many crucifixes are there? And when we behold the crucifix, we feel compassion for what the Lord suffered in the Passion. We don't worship the crucifix. We worship God and God alone. Help us to remember what he sacrificed and suffered for us. So I hope that helps you and gives you a little bit of insight into that. And in closing, I just want to say thank you so much for your letters. I really enjoy reading them, and I enjoy answering them as well. And we'll be doing more of this in the future. I want to remind you that if you're looking for anything in the teachings, please go to heartdwellers.org and click on search. And you can find every place that a certain word appears in. And you'll find the teaching that you're looking for in there. The Lord bless you, dear heart dwellers. You are a complete joy to us. We love you.